order.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I believe that House File 2899 is here because of the revolving fund a new revolving fund.
I'll move that the bill be passed and go on to the finance, full finance committee.
Madam Chair, maybe best at this point, if the primary discussion is the revolving fund, we do have OAH here to discuss what they've done with the fund that has existed since 1970.
Well, why don't you give us a few ideas about where this came from and where it used to be handled and why it was decided to handle it in this way.
We have some folks who have lots of information about data practices.
So,
Madam Chair, I've already heard the bill. So,
okay.
Right. I don't know if there are too many people who haven't, but the bill came about through the last 6 months. It actually started last summer, working on a continuation of transparency in government, and it originally had open meeting law in it, and this particular element is the element that we got consensus on and we decided to move forward. And it deals with getting public data in an expedited manner, and primarily when local units of government would say to an individual or to perhaps a newspaper when they requested the data, that the data will come when hell freezes over, was one line, when we're good and ready to give it to you. It's coming, and it never did, which meant months, sometimes even years. The recourse was to take it to district courts, and I don't think I need to tell anyone here what's happened over the last few years to the district courts. The cuts to the court system has slowed the courts to a crawl on issues that are extremely important, whether they're civil or criminal. And going to the courts with something like this would make it almost impossible for a case ever to be heard, nor really do the judges want it there. So OAH came forward and said we could take this over as an alternative route. Even in the bill, it looks like it might be more expensive, but that's not the case. If you went to district court, you'd have to have an attorney. There'd be attorney fees and court fees. In this bill, you'd have a much cheaper approach, and you have much tighter guidelines. So that's why the bill is here, to get public data, either as a citizen or as an entity such as a newspaper or media, and to make sure that that is done in a reasonable amount of time.
So it isn't, as I understand it, you don't go right to the Office of Administrative Hearings. This would be based on a complaint that someone hadn't given the...
Madam Chair, yes, that's correct.
Okay. The reason why it's here is that we don't really like revolving funds. We really kind of like to appropriate money.
Madam Chair, I'm aware of that. However, it's the best we've got, and I'll take the best we've got right now. This is an agency that has used a revolving fund, as I understand it, since the 70s. The fiscal note on this bill is zero.
And Madam Chair,
okay.
If I might, it's a way to hold the money and pay for the costs, and then when you put your $1,000 in, whatever's not eaten up by the process, you get back minus the $50 filing fee. And so there shouldn't be a balance which accumulates, in other words, in that it's just a way of taking the money in and paying for the costs as they occur.
So I guess the thought over just having this just go on without ever looking at it would be just as a minimum to then this amendment would mean that at least we get a report on it.
Madam Chair, is this the amendment, the
A7? Yes.
Madam Chair, I'm told
passed
out by the Office of Administrative Hearings, they have no problem with the amendment. They already do it on the revolving fund that exists now, so they have no problem with it.
Okay. Representative Bingham?
Whose amendment is it?
It's the committee. Mine.
Okay.
I'll move the amendment. kind of like a standard in the kind of, we're talking about in the template of bills that come before us with revolving funds. If we can't stop them, we at least do a report on it. Okay. Do you want to come say a few words about how you're going to handle this? Mr.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Bruce Johnson. I'm the Assistant Chief Administrative Law Judge from the Office of Administrative Hearings. As Representative Pulaski indicated, we have been operating on a revolving fund since 1975, and the reason is that Minnesota Statutes 14.53 requires that we charge state agencies and political subdivisions for the actual cost of their hearings, no more and no less. And the most convenient way of doing that is billing by the hour. Those hourly charges go into the revolving fund, and then that pays the operations. In some other states, there's complicated systems of annual assessments and settle ups, which I think is much more complicated and hard to track than what we do. As Representative Pulaski indicated, we have to make our rate proposal to the Department of Finance. It's a rather extensive one, probably in excess of 50 pages, because we include a business plan every June. The data from this would be included in that, so it would be no additional burden on us to do that. We also track a similar program, our campaign complaint program. We track the statistics, we track costs annually. And so, the bill as presented presents no problem for us.
How is the campaign complaint filed? How are the costs for that?
That actually changed last year. It is now an appropriation from the general fund, but in effect, it's a drawing account. In other words, we charge against that appropriation for the actual cost of conducting those hearings, and then whatever isn't used during the biennium reverts to the general fund. And I might add, the cost of those has gone down progressively over the last 4 years, and we have been routinely sending money back to the general fund in that case.
Okay, and it was thought that this was not that was not a reasonable way to do this.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
And it was thought that doing this in that way was not reasonable?
Well,
doing an appropriation in
that. We thought that the legislature would much rather have the parties pay for these than to appropriate money out of the general fund.
Okay. Any other questions?
Madam Chair, Representative Pulaski, I think. It's been a while, but I do remember there were a number of people that used to come to a particular unit of government that was very good about not giving out the information. The most effective person was, she said, she would just keep her book there till the person came to give her the information, and lo and behold, the information was provided maybe 10 or 15 minutes later. But normally, I wasn't aware that people had access, so this would be, if they couldn't get it at City Hall, they would go through this process.
Madam Chair, this is only a last recourse. You can't get the information, so you would start a process by which you could. We would hope that the recalcitrant units of government that we've all come into conflict with would learn that there is now a way to get this information. It isn't going to go to district court. It's going to go to OAH. And that individuals will seek the information. So you might as well turn the public information over right away. It is public.
Okay. I hope so. Thank you.
Okay, well.
Chair, I guess this is a little bit of review, I guess. But of the OAH budget, you said that basically the governmental jurisdictions have to pay your costs for conducting the hearings. What percentage of your overall hearings are for these types of entities?
Okay. Madam Chair, Representative Winkler, First of all, we have two divisions. We have the Administrative Law Division and the Workers' Compensation Division. Our Workers' Compensation Division is operated using an appropriation from the Special Compensation Fund, and that funds its operations. So they don't charge anybody. That's appropriated. Our Administrative Law Division operates the way you indicated. I might add that an increasing number of hearings, we're doing an increasing number of hearings for political subdivisions. There is a provision in Minnesota Statutes 14.55 that allows us to contract with cities, counties, school boards, whatever, to conduct administrative hearings that they're required to do. We charge them, too. So other than the campaign complaint mechanism, which essentially is a drawing account, everything else is funded. All of the other hearings we conduct in the Administrative Law Division are funded by hourly billings of, you know, hours of time spent on their hearings.
Madam Chair, then the follow-up. So what, but you do receive a general fund appropriation, I believe.
Madam Chair, Representative Winkler, no, we do not. Not for the only general fund appropriation we receive is for campaign complaints, and that I indicated we draw against that. My recollection is that's about $130,000 a biennium, or it was originally priced at about $62,500 a year. That is the only, have a small general fund appropriation for something that has nothing to do with hearings, and that is we acquired the Municipal Boundary Adjustment Unit, and that's funded by a general fund appropriation. But our hearings are all done with hourly charges.
And Madam Chair, I guess the follow-up then. So the Municipal Boundary Adjustment, what is the size of that general fund appropriation?
Madam Chair, Representative Winkler, my recollection is with the cuts proposed by the governor, it's $275,000 a year. Ms. Roberts is nodding, so I assume I got that right.
Was there any thought of charging that back to the municipalities?
Madam Chair, this is a legislative decision. In other words, well, the way it works is when cities file annexation petitions, there is in rule filing fees they have to pay. They're relatively nominal in terms of, I think, $50 or $25 or something like that. It would be something that you would have to consider whether you actually wanted to raise the fees in filings or for boundary adjustment matters to the point where they would cover the appropriation.
We just like to keep track of these things
And Madam Chair, the natural follow-up would be, and why not the campaign complaints? Why wouldn't we do the same thing, charge out the fees for that?
Well, that, Madam Chair, Representative Winkler, there have been many discussions about that since 2004 when the legislation was passed. The before last session, when it involved local elections, the cost of the proceeding was charged to the county in which the jurisdiction where there was a school district, in other words, the respective counties. Some counties were getting whopping bills, and I guess there were multiple discussions about how to fund this last session, and I just explained what the consensus was when the legislature adjourned last year. It may change next year. I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're just keeping track of all these.
Madam Chair, we're chunks. Happy to provide you with the information.
Funding. Okay. You have the, I guess I moved the amendment, but we didn't vote on those, on it. All those in favor of the A7 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we now have the bill as amended before us, which is going on to finance. Any more questions of either of these people? Okay. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And Representative Palin, you also have the minutes before us.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
It would be my honor to let Representative Katz.
He's got a free time. All those in favor, Representative Katz, needs a minute. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Okay, you have a bunch more bills listed, maybe by tonight, on the paper. Oh, okay. It's also listed. They are listed. Okay. Okay. Meeting adjourned.